Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Friday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented as always by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, September 23rd, 2022. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
Hello to all.
And Jason Bishop.
Feel that fall weather this morning?
Yeah, it felt good.
It was a little nippy.
Felt nice.
Feels good,
doesn't it? Is that your line? Because I think you said that last night when we got out of the car.
Didn't it feel good?
You said, can you feel that fall weather, JP?
I'm just ready for it.
He's so excited.
Well, yesterday was the first official day of fall.
Yeah, and we got the weather.
Fall,
so it's
is
perfect
here.
Timing. I'm just done. I'm done with the 88 degrees. I'm just done.
Oh,
with it.
I am too.
Fall is here, and of course, football is here. It is a football Friday on the Fan. We are packed today. We will talk movies with Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5 at 7. We've got John Feinstein at 8. David Koechner, comedian, is going to join us in studio at 8:20, and we've got Jason LaCavora to talk NFL at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But we got back last night from Ripken Uncorked, and Virginia Tech was getting worked.
Yeah, I mean,
couldn't do anything offensively.
I told you guys yesterday they have such a thin roster they just can't score points. So if you scored 21, you probably have a great chance of beating them.
I watched a half. I was into it.
Well, 15 penalties doesn't help either. In their two losses, they have 30 flags. Think about that. 30.
It's just amazing. Like, they had that incredible environment beforehand, the Enter Sandman bit where everyone's going crazy, and yeah. then they suck. Yeah, and lay an egg like that. It's got to be a letdown.
Well,
for the
Justin
fans.
Fuente recruited guys who don't even know the rules of the game. They got such a thin roster. Pride's going to have to clean the whole thing out and then, you know, give him 3-4 years. You just got to clear the roster out. I mean, they've got guys 4th and 6 who are helmet to helmet. You know, JT Daniels, incomplete pass on a 4th and 6. It's 16-10. And, you know, you get a 15-yard flag and give him a first down. And what are you doing?
So you had that game last night.
That was atrocious.
Yeah, not great.
And then you had the NFL on Amazon, and the Browns win that game against the Steelers. And I'm looking at their record at 2-1 right now, and they could easily be 3-0. Should be.
Should be 3-0.
If Nick Chubb goes down or they recover an onside kick, a multitude of things.
They'd and by be the 3-0, way, they got the Falcons without, next week, too, so you could be 4-0. Mm-hmm.
And that's without Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm. Jacoby Brissett was pretty good, too. I mean, he looked decent last night. I mean, he's not, you're never going to mistake him for Josh Allen, but he was good enough, and he had a good rapport with Amari Cooper. And Nick Chubb, you know, does what he does, goes over 100, scores a touchdown.
The one-handed catch that Pickens made was one of the best things
I've
ever seen.
It was crazy.
That's one of the greatest catches in the history of the league.
Maybe they'll actually throw him the ball more.
They should, well.
At this point.
Maybe it might be Kenny Pickett throwing to
him. One of the few Trubisky downfield throws, right?
I guess, but that's...
I'm looking at Trubisky's numbers. You know, 20 for 32, 207 yards, though. That's the problem. It's never like a big yardage total. 0 touchdowns, 0 picks.
Yeah, 6.5
QBR yards. QBR's 57.4, which is above average, but it's just, he's a meh quarterback.
6.5 yards per attempt. I mean, that's pretty pedestrian.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that bottles up Najee Harris. It's not going to create a lot of running room for him. You know what? It's kind of a bad roster. Headlined by a bad quarterback.
But, JP, we got back from Edgewater last night. I don't know, we got back to the hotel about 9:30 from the Ripken Uncorked event.
Did you fall asleep in 5 minutes?
No, I watched the rest of the Tech game.
Yeah.
And I can't sleep in hotels, so I did not sleep very well at all last night. My stomach was bothering me. It was an awful night's sleep. Probably slept for 2 hours.
How was the event? I saw JP tweeting a bunch of pictures. You know,
the event was crazy because there were a million people there. Mm-hmm. The house that we were at, you would have thought Mike Trout lived there. I mean, it's
the
absurd.
House itself, I would say, is pretty humble, but the land it's on is amazing. I mean, the house is beautiful, but it's not overly big, in my opinion. It looks like, I wouldn't say a normal house like that we grew up in the suburbs, but it's a nice house. It's not like majestic, like when we went to Chris Cooley's, like that's a humongous
house. I thought this one was like 8,000 square feet, though.
It is.
Maybe it ultimately isn't. It's hiding it. To me, it just
didn't feel like it.
It didn't seem like I've seen bigger houses.
Well, we didn't walk through it. We didn't walk through the house. I mean, the house is big.
The location pops.
That's the thing. Yeah. The land, it's in a beautiful spot on the water, and the, you know, has one of those, it's not an infinity pool, but just like a beautiful pool.
I saw the pool. I was very jelly when I saw it.
And then, you know, the guy's got a backyard where he can put up this massive tent.
Yeah.
And then you still have tons of space for people to mill around.
He owns the tent. He bought the tent.
Okay.
He spent $85,000 just on the tent.
Jason does his thing where he gets
ridiculous.
In people's pockets. He does.
There was so much money there last night, you wouldn't believe it.
An $85,000 tent is something that's hard for my brain to wrap itself
around. And by
around.
The way, he actually talked to us about this. He said, why don't you guys have a charity / junkies poker open here under the tent on the water?
Mm. It's that big.
Oh,
that
yeah. He's well, huge, no, you probably couldn't put...
We can't say his name.
Yeah, you can't put 800 people there.
A few hundred people.
You could probably put 400 people
right,
there.
That's a lot.
We can't say his name, but he is a huge junkie.
He didn't buy that tent at Dick's, I can tell you that.
No, he didn't.
And he actually grew up not that far away from us. Well, actually, from all of us.
Gotcha.
But very close to us.
He's a great family.
So it actually was a pretty cool event. Got to meet my idol, Eddie Murray.
How was he? He wasn't a douche?
Super nice.
Really extremely
nice.
Like to the point, like I can't remember exactly what my opening salvo was, but it was 10 seconds or less. Like, hey, I was a huge fan as a kid. I think I told him that I was like, I even tried switch hitting because of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just went into a 5-minute story about how he started switch hitting.
That's so
which
great.
Started from when he was young.
You unlocked Eddie Murray somehow.
And then he started talking about all the way through the minor leagues. And certain games, and then people were tugging at him, tugging at us to take pictures, and he did the hold on so he could finish his story.
Wow. Eddie Murray was flaming JP.
That's great.
Eddie Murray was tokie dokie, let me tell you.
Well, by the end of the night. Not at that point.
He was crushing vodka cranberries.
Oh, that was his drink.
Oh, yeah.
But he looked good. Like he's
he looked really good.
Closer to 70 than 60, and he looked good.
Uh-huh.
While I was talking to Eddie Murray, Jason was immersed with BJ Surhoff.
Oh, okay.
No, BJ Surhoff was
the
really
real
cool.
BJ Surhoff.
Yeah, right. The actual BJ.
He didn't have a groupie.
The actual person, the human being.
Yes, the human being.
Yeah. Did you recognize him or no?
Yeah. He's a lot thinner than he was when he was playing, obviously. But yeah, I recognize him. Really good dude.
Yeah. What's he up to these days?
He has a foundation, he's got an autistic son.
Uh-huh.
And my wife's nephew's autistic, and we were kind of talking about that. And
he stayed local.
We didn't really talk baseball. We didn't really
like.
Talk
he grew
sports.
Up in New York, played for the Marlins, I remember, and the
Brewers.
Yeah. Was he on the Marlins? I might be mistaken.
I don't know if he was on the Marlins.
Brewers, Orioles, but he's kind of stayed in kind of Aberdeen area.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
he
and Cal are still tight. They still kind of hang out and do stuff.
Yeah.
And then later in the night, we got to meet.
He's still in the area.
Other luminaries such as Brady Anderson, who we play the soundbite on the show all the time.
Yep.
Now, he has to be coloring his hair. He's 58 years old. And I tell you, from a distance, to me, he looked like I was telling Jason, because Jason goes, I think that's Brady Anderson.
Scoop of vanilla, scoop of chocolate.
And so I'm looking at him from about 100 yards. And like, he looked like Tom Holland, the actor who played Spider-Man, who's got to be in his 20s, right?
Oh, yeah. He's mid-20s, I think.
He's not that
Brady,
short.
Well, from a distance, I couldn't tell whether he was short or not, but I'm just saying the face and the hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at him in person, and he doesn't really have any wrinkles or anything. 58 years old and looks silly.
He's still involved with the organization, right? I feel like he's in their front office or something.
I don't think so anymore.
He was a few years ago.
I didn't talk to Brady Anderson.
But I think he lives in L.A. now.
He does?
He's about as friendly as a pothole.
I didn't get to talk to him.
I mean, he's...
I think Jason
why,
is selfie
did you say
with
hello
he's just very
him?
Standoffish. He's just not approachable. I mean, I shook his hand, said hello, but he had no interest.
Yeah. He was ready to move on.
Eddie would talk to you. Obviously, Cal. Cal's the nicest guy in the world.
Right.
You know, BJ Surhoff. Billy was not there.
Riggins was there. John Riggins.
Larry Sheets, former Oriole. Larry Sheets was there.
We had no idea. We kept looking at this guy. He's hanging out with all the other like players and luminaries.
Yeah.
Like, who is that dude? He just had white hair.
Kind of
big. Hey, so Larry Sheets, for listeners that don't know, which is 99%, Larry Sheets was what I thought a much better hitter than until I looked him up. But he hit 92 career home runs for the Orioles.
He's
kind of a
moments.
Pinch hitter, outfielder, first baseman.
Valdez, are you jealous? I mean, this is before your time, this whole era.
He didn't play
this
a long time.
This is the 70s, 80s.
No, I mean, B.J. Surhoff was a huge addition to the Orioles in the late 90s, early 2000s.
He had some really good year. He was a good hitter, man.
So are you a little bit jealous? I mean, these guys are meeting. Certainly when we were growing up, these were all our heroes, our idols.
I don't know if I'd be able to contain myself because you're on the Bay. You got the Orioles there. Might not be able to contain myself.
I mean, were crabs being served too?
Yeah, that's called the Holy Trinity.
Crab cakes. Crab cakes. And then maybe the biggest luminary that we saw was Anna, who participates in our golf pools and calls in pretty frequently.
Yeah, because she lives across the street, right? Or across the pond, or
the river,
or whatever the hell it is.
Did she come in on a boat?
I don't know.
Like Miami Vice.
She pointed out her boat, though.
Yeah. Now, I did see that she and her husband bid on a trip, or won a trip, like to Mexico.
They did. Yes.
And I think they dug in their pocket like $6,000.
Oh, right.
To help the foundation.
Well, they had an auctioneer there.
We got to get in the trash business.
This auction, they've got stupid money, too. Yeah. I don't know what that guy does. He's from Lanham. He grew up right near my house.
I thought he was in the trash.
I think he's in waste management. Yeah.
He's got dumb money. But they had an auctioneer for these live auction items. This guy was incredible.
Yeah.
This auctioneer.
I couldn't believe.
But he was just so good at enticing people to outbid each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one item.
Did they have the paddles and everything, or were they just?
I got an item.
Yeah.
No paddles.
No paddles. Yeah.
There was a skill to that. I mean, it's a real skill.
He was just so unbelievable. His name was Jeff Heisey.
Okay.
He was just so good at what he did. And he had such a high energy level that he got so much more money out of the crowd than, you know, probably the normal auctioneer would.
Cakes, he got $57,000 for one of the items.
$57,000.
What was that item?
I'm going to tell you.
What was it?
I'm going to tell you. So I think it was the last item.
What was the item?
That might have been the golf trip.
The golf with Cal and
Junkies
Billy
bobbleheads.
Hurley. Oh, yeah, Billy Hurley was there.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Billy Hurley. Met Billy.
Very nice.
He was great,
but the golf trips, I think it went for $9,000. And at the end, he said, he guilted Cal. He's like, Cal, Billy, could you do two of them?
Yeah.
And that's a trick at auctions. You start off with one.
Yeah.
And then the person that was outbid with $8,900 versus the $9,000, they go, can we do two trips for $9,000? And then they
This is how good this guy was.
Two trips for $9,000.
This is how good this guy was. So the big trip was a trip to the Super Bowl in Arizona.
Okay.
And two tickets to the game and something else, maybe hotel.
Lodging. It might have been eight tickets.
It was eight tickets because it was on a private jet.
Okay.
So you get a private jet,
tickets
to the game, lodging, blah, blah, blah.
For eight people.
Right. For eight people. He started it out at $55,000. Right. He ends up getting it up to, and my buddy Vic Roy, who went to DeMatha with us, great guy, telling hilarious stories, but he was one of the guys who was in on it, on the bidding. Right?
Big sell light.
So
I think he's like a financial advisor.
You think
right?
He's a private equity guy, yeah.
Yeah.
So 55,000, ends up getting it up to 59,000.
Oh, it went beyond 57. I thought it was only 57.
Went up to 59,000, and then the guy, Jeff Heisey, auctioneer, looks back at one of the people running the event and goes, can we get two jets? Because there was a Vic Roy and his guy were going back and forth with this other guy.
Yeah.
They wanted it. They were going back and forth, got 59. The guy goes, let's just get two jets. They got two private jets.
There?
They got two private jets to the Super Bowl at 59,000 each.
So hold on. And they got 16 tickets? So then they each got eight tickets?
Yeah.
Hal's got to call his guy.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Well, they the Ripken Foundation.
They must have raised $500,000 last
time. I mean, we basically were there as readers.
Yeah.
So we were reading what the Ripken Foundation does. And, like, they're building. They don't just build, like, a cheap ass softball field somewhere.
They build complexes.
They build these complexes that are worth over $1.5 million. They're doing one in Anne Arundel County now, but they've done over 210 nationwide, basically in every state, and they've touched like 1.2 million, not undeserved, as Jason was going to read.
Underserved.
Hold on. I wasn't going to read that. I'm glad I didn't, because the guy who actually read it said undeserved.
The crowd start booing.
Like, I don't even think they were listening.
No, that's the thing.
When I heard it, I said, I told you. The way it was written, it just looked like undeserved. And I said, I'm glad I wasn't up there.
Everybody came up to us and said, you guys were great. You did a great job. And I was like, nobody was paying attention. Everybody's just drinking. There's a lot of noise in the background.
No, they were just paying attention when we were thanking everybody at the beginning.
Yeah, maybe at the beginning. And then we interviewed Cal. I got to tell you, Cal's amazing. Like he told us right off the bat. He's like, you don't have to stick to the script. So the script was to start off about the foundation, which we did. And then he just weaved this classic Cal baseball story, which had to do with Eddie Murray. And that's why he says Eddie Murray was Tokyo Dope.
Oh, Eddie Murray.
Eddie just started chiming in, you're my brother.
You know, oh, like, really?
Yeah, and it was like, it was this whole thing about Rick Sutcliffe. I mean, these are old school names in baseball, but just an awesome like 5-minute story. But Jason loves to mention he's a Red Sox fan over and over throughout this thing.
Well, no.
How many times did you mention you're a Red Sox fan?
Once?
No, because during
the reason I said that is because I mentioned that Brady Anderson and Curt Schilling were traded from the Red Sox to the Orioles back in 1988. I remember the trade.
He tried to ask a trivia question of the crowd, and the only person who raised a hand was Cal Ripken.
Right. I said, do you guys remember who since Brady was sitting there, I said, do you remember who Brady Anderson was traded for from the Orioles?
Like the biggest baseball nerd in the place. Remember.
Mike Boddicker.
Ah.
And I said, the reason I said that is because I was bitter because Curt Schilling and Brady Anderson were top prospects for the Red Sox, and they got traded for Mike Boddicker.
Boddicker had his moments.
Still,
I mean, he was already won Curt Schilling. Yeah. Of course, we ended up getting Curt Schilling back, but
I get Joan on for flaming, and he just starts telling this crowd of like 500 people
he's
being a Red Sox fan.
It was probably 45 seconds, but so I said I was bitter because Brady and Schilling were my guys. I wanted to see them, you know, be Red Sox, and we traded them to the Orioles for Mike Boddicker. And Mike Boddicker pitched for the Red Sox for like 2 years, and we got swept by the A's in the ALDS.
No, I think you did a great job, and it was good when you did this. This was only a minute.
It was a minute long.
The
story.
Other time he mentioned the Red Sox is introducing Cal. He talked about crying when he saw Cal break the streak.
Yes.
But he set it up with, I was a Red Sox fan growing up, so I really didn't care about the Orioles. But, and then he tells a story about watching the game.
Which
so
I
it
did.
Was a cool event. And they,
well, hold on. I think the nicest guy there, outside of Cal, Pat Sajak.
Pat Sajak was very nice.
Pat Sajak was sitting at Cal's table. And after the event, we went up to him, talked to him, took our picture. He was butt nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he's 75 and looks pretty good.
He lives half the time in Severna Park and half the time in L.A.
Well, he's about to quit. Yeah. That's the big story.
And he's
this
still
week.
Doing Wheel of Fortune.
He's grinding it.
Yeah.
All right. As I mentioned, it is Football Friday. We are packed with guests throughout the show. We will, of course, preview the Commanders game against the Eagles and more, all right here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
on level playing field.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan on a football Friday. We'll give you our Junkies weekend parlay coming up at 7:45. Oh, I forgot to mention one other luminary. We saw our old boss, Michael Hughes.
Ah, very good.
So it was good to kind of catch up with him. He was our boss for 9 years.
Nice reconnect with
was
him.
Was he?
That's a good long? That's a good thing. Yeah. Haven't seen him in many moons. Hope he's doing well.
Usually we see him at a bar.
So
it's, yeah,
usually where we run into him.
Sometimes that happens.
They had drinks there.
Yeah. Certainly. Yeah. Why wouldn't they?
Jason was having a bunch of cocktails.
Big fancy event.
Jason, did you
I slowed down once we got on stage, but I had to pregame a little bit just to kind of get the nerves settled.
And thanks to the Ripken Foundation, when we left, we got a gift, which is amazing. I don't know if I told Jason, like, maybe we could display it in the studio. We each got them. Okay. But I don't know that you'd actually be able to, like, appreciate on the television, but we both got autographed bats, Cal Ripken Foundation, and it has, like, the Junkies logo on it.
Oh, very nice. Somebody would probably steal it. Just keep it at home.
It'd be hard because it's a baseball bat, like, where you'd have to hang it sideways.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I told Cal, I said, thanks for the bat, but I'd rather have just a backpack full of money.
That's what you said to him?
Yeah. I said, can you just give me money? I mean, the bat's awesome.
The bat's cool and all.
The bat's chilling in the hotel right now. The housekeeper can take it. I'd rather just have some cash. Mm-hmm.
So, sure. Again, awesome event. Thank you to the Ripken Foundation. I did put pictures on my Twitter, at GlassJoeJP or at Junks Radio.
That's normally Jason's bit to go around and get his picture taken with everybody. Did you do that or no?
Well, they wanted us, like, the person who, I don't know what her job title is with the Ripken Foundation, but the person we dealt with was Elise, and she would grab us and say, can you guys take pictures? So there were professional pictures, but we did take a couple with our phones.
Put it this way. We got there at 5:15. The event for us didn't start until 7:30.
Uh-huh.
So for two and a half hours.
You're schmoozing?
Talking to people and just taking pictures.
There was a cocktail hour, and then it was almost like a wedding. Like, you have the cocktail hour outside, and then they move you to the tent at like 6.
You think
they're
going to invite you again now?
Could. Well, Cake should do it.
The guy should be next.
I think deep down Jason liked it, except it was past his bedtime by the end of the night.
Yeah. He's cranky.
I just didn't sleep
and
well.
And he slept in a hotel. Yeah. And you know this guy is a delicate flower when it comes to sleep.
It's just, I'm not, wired that way anymore.
But thank you to Elise and Cal and everybody.
If
you
it's
can
on
check
a
out
Friday,
the pictures.
I'm all in.
Yeah.
Thursday nights?
Middle of the week's kind of tough.
Those seafood hors d'oeuvres were probably so good.
Oh, I'm sure they were. So
What were the different hors d'oeuvres? I know
they had everything. They had oysters.
Oh, nice.
They had, like the crab cakes.
Right.
Big old shrimp.
Big shrimp cocktail.
Mm, so good.
It was all kind of food, though, to pick at first. Because I do think Jason, when we got back to Homewood Suites, was like, kind of hungry. And I was kind of hungry, too, because maybe you're talking to me.
We're just too busy. We were too busy talking to people.
Some roast beef.
Roast beef was really good.
Charcuterie. Nice. Mm. I mean, right when you walk in, there were people. Right when we got there, there were dudes. And I think a couple of females in tuxedos with those, serving trays with champagne glasses and wine.
Just crush the champagne.
And everything. Champagne, and then you go then we went around the corner, and then we see, like, the amazing pool and the patio area.
You felt so poor.
And we just are, like, looking around, and Jason's saying, how much money do you think this guy makes?
Yeah.
It's just stupid money.
Yeah, and then all the people come in, and so it was a good event. Oh, yeah, another one, another huge Junkies fan is Governor Hogan's daughter, who's in politics, too. I think she's, I don't want to botch it, she maybe works for the state's attorney's office or something, but she says that she's always telling her pops to come on the show, but he's kind of afraid because he
doesn't want to talk politics.
No, I think he doesn't want to talk sports. He's afraid to, like, that we're going to, like, get too deep on sports with him.
We're giving the O'Malley treatment, that goofball.
I told her, I said, tell him he can call anytime. Whatever he wants to talk about, we can talk about.
Mm. Yeah, so she was very nice, and her husband. So met a lot of people. More pictures if you want to see also on the Junkies Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks.
Okay, because I gave the woman, Elise, who runs the foundation, your email address
for next year. Thanks for that.
And cell number.
I really appreciate
that. I'll change mine for the first time in 30 years.
I appreciate that. Heads up. You're looking out for me.
Of course, yesterday was a busy day because Jason and I had this Ripken event, Ripken Uncorked, and we had to be back in D.C. around 3 o'clock. Our car took us at 4, but before that, we had the show from the Capitals Iceplex, and it was a good show. We had Coach LaViolette, which was great. We ultimately didn't have Darcy Kuemper,
right?
But that's fine. Okay. We had a good show. It was a good time. It was chilly. A good show. And when I rolled out of there, Cakes was just walking into the store.
Yeah, the Capitol store. Because I saw Drab in there. I saw Drab like surveying the merchandise. So I wanted to get the lay of the land and see what was available.
Jason had already left. EB had already left.
So and I walk in and I start talking with Drab. And I'm hovering by the beanie display because I'm a beanie guy. And hello, it's fall now. It's officially beanie season. It's upon us.
Turn your ACs off, people. Turn them off right now.
So I'm just sitting there, just looking at all the wares, looking at all the fantastic Caps hats that I don't already have. Because I probably have, I don't know, conservatively 18 to 20 different Caps
and
beanies.
They still have new ones all the
time. Like, Fanatics is always cranking out new merchandise
new
for
designs, suckers
and marks like the pal over here. So as I'm looking at them and I'm talking to Drab, the guy who's working behind the counter just blurts out, he says,
50% off.
No. He goes, those beanies, they're all $5.
Oh.
And I said, what? I was like, are you serious? they're
what are they normally, like, $20?
They're like $28 to $35 bucks.
Mm, but expensive.
And he's like, we're clearing out the old hurtings for the new sillies that are coming in.
Right.
So we're slashing prices.
$5 each.
$5 a
pop. How many did you pick up?
Oh, I don't know. This many.
Let me see.
What are you doing? Why do you need that many?
Because I have a sickness.
Jason,
I have a compulsion.
Look at that. He's got like 30 of them in there.
So you got like everyone. Yeah, you didn't have them all?
I got this one.
Trav, he's got 30 beans.
Hey, it's like a fashion show.
Look at that.
That's a nice one, actually.
Right. That's dark blue.
Look at that.
All right,
that's one.
Do they all have the little things
now,
on top?
Now, I did buy. This is my receipt, by the way. It's the longest receipt ever.
In case you want to return one.
It's like longer than a CVS
74
receipt.
Bucks, is that what it says?
Yeah.
Now, I did buy some multiples, because I will give some of these like to my kids.
Or are you just going to flip
them? Like I'm the Pied Piper of Caps Beanies. Look.
All right. I like that one.
Kind of muted.
As he's showing you these. I've never seen Cake so excited.
Is he so
in his
excited?
Life. I mean, we're talking kid in a candy store.
Oh, so excited.
He's 52 years old, bouncing off the walls in the store.
Let me see the others. Keep putting them on.
No, I mean,
sounds like this is the reincarnation of the original Britches hookup where Cakes walked out with.
Yeah,
I remember I got a free pair of jeans and a free shirt, and Cakes walked out with a trash bag. And
he wasn't the only one, so did I. Yeah,
no, he had the biggest.
This is all true. Okay, let me just, for this, I was actually paying. They
$5
free,
is nothing.
$5 a piece.
All right, go ahead.
It might as well be free.
Things on top? I don't like them.
Yeah, show us without a palm.
Yeah, I don't like the little pom-pom thingy
whatever
it's called.
Look.
Put that one on.
Yeah.
Both have the pom-pom.
A lot of them have the pom-poms. This is a duplicate. This is a red one. I mean, look. Keep going.
I want one without. Oh, I like that one.
That bag.
Let me see that one. I'm not gonna steal it.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah,
right,
this
so.
One I like. It.
It's like a clown car.
Did you get two of them?
I don't think I got two of that one. If you really like that one, you can have.
Did you take every one that they had displayed? Like, did you clear the rack?
I mean, I did not clear the rack, but did basically start a mini hat buying frenzy because there wasn't a sign on the display that said
I'm gonna steal this
$5 each. There was no sign. I didn't know about it until the guy hit me to the fact that the hats are like 90% off.
What about the regular hats? Were those on sale too?
I don't think those were on sale.
No, those
I think it was
were
mostly
like last
the
week.
Beanies.
Oh, those got just cleared out.
Oh.
You should have seen
this one.
He hit the bonanza.
It was like when Julia Roberts goes shopping on Rodeo Drive and Pretty Women and Cake's walking out of the store with those big bags. Just a giant bag of beanies and so excited.
I feel like I didn't buy enough. I feel like I should have bought 25.
Hey, you won't go back.
No, they're all gone. I'm telling you, once I started the frenzy,
then everybody
it was like a shark feeding frenzy on a whale carcass. Yeah. People were just picking.
Well, I got to imagine people are just flipping them all over the place.
Flipping them? What, selling them on eBay?
Yeah.
No. They're wearing the Caps game.
These are diehards.
Yeah, they're not. They're flipping them.
They're having
money at the team.
Yeah.
Let me see.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Is it like a bald guy thing, the beanies thing? Like,
I've never been into beanies.
I mean, I like them, but I don't wear them that often.
I never wear them.
I think being bald is part of it. Like, because
but Drabby's not really into them.
No, I like beanies. I bought two.
He bought a few.
Now, I was reasonable.
He didn't buy 14.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a great deal. $5 a piece.
I would have bought a couple.
Like, I mean, what's the price tag on it? This one's $26.
Yeah. I'd flip it.
26 down to 5. What's that percentage?
But you only needed two.
Oh, no.
You only really needed two.
No, I have a sickness and a compulsion.
Because how many? You do. How many more do you actually have at home?
You said 18.
Probably 18.
Now 40 beanies.
You got 40 beanies. But like, do you keep them?
I keep them in my office. I have one of those number slotted clear things that goes over the back of the door, like for your hats and they're filled with Caps beanies.
And you just got a ton of them?
Caps beanies, as far as the eye can see.
Like, what about your other beanies? You have to own like 60.
Yeah, probably 50 to 60 is probably a good number.
Your head's always going to be warm.
It's always warm. From now until like March.
When you die, should we bury you in the beanies? Should we just throw all your beanies in the casket?
Sure, you can just throw them in the casket. There might not be room for me, but yes, you can do that.
Your bit this year should be every time Ovi scores a goal, you wear a new beanie in the next day.
There you go.
A new Caps beanie
every
time?
Yeah, because I'm sure you have many at home already.
I mean, that would require 40, at least 40 Caps beanies.
You're well on your way.
Yeah, you're close to it.
That just means I need to buy more.
Yeah.
Which I can do. I'm always about it.
Anything else on sale there, or is just Beanie Week?
I lost my mind when I heard there were $5.
Oh, no, they
beanies.
Had did they like have the jerseys on? The jerseys of previous players.
Yeah, like, but Draft was considered buying an Ilya jersey. I said, yeah, good luck with that.
$5. $5. But yeah, I know what you could use that for.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. See, these don't have the names of former potentially disgraced players that have walked out the door and now play for...
What about like regular jerseys? Were they like on sale?
I don't know. I didn't get that far in the store.
Yeah, they were just clearing out last year.
What's the wife's reaction? Now, it's not a ton of money that you spent. What's the wife's reaction when you bring home something with that, like that many beanies?
She sees that it makes me happy.
She loves him. She's never been upset with him, ever. He's never done anything to disappoint her.
Oh, yeah, I have. It's called online blackjack.
Okay. 25 years ago, he had a moment.
Yeah, but she probably, like, I can't picture her, like, really good. She's probably like, oh, John.
No,
I don't even think she does that.
Yeah, she was
not
happy.
Even throwing, like, a, oh, John.
She's never been disappointed in the guy in 20 years.
Well, Amy got a beanie out of that.
Did you get Amy?
She's not a big beanie person. I mean, of course, she's welcome to have any of the bonanza that I've came
are
home
you,
with.
Are you crestfallen that I
no,
took this one?
Not
are
at
you
all.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have at it.
That's the one I picked out for my wife.
This one?
Yeah.
I like it because it doesn't have the thingy on top.
Yeah, I know.
So yesterday was a banner day. We got to meet Coach Laviolette in person for the first time, and I got 14 new Caps beanies for under $100.
Right.
Solid day all the way around.
Hey, Drabby, at some point, at some point today, I want you to tell the bad beat story from last night's Steelers.
How about next break?
The people need to hear it.
All right. It's actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that.
It's the worst bad, one of the worst bad beats I've ever
heard. It's funny when it happens to somebody other than us.
Oh, yeah.
We'll give you the bad beat story, and we will hit the skins. Give you the latest on the Commanders, preview their matchup coming up on Sunday against the Eagles next here on The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington on a football Friday. We'll hit the skins momentarily. But last night you had the Thursday night football game. The Browns come out on top. I saw the Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin said Nick Chubb controlled the game. But the score at the end is a little bit deceiving. Drabby, you had money on the game?
Well, you got to explain the whole setup.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, well, So
sad tale.
I had the worst beat of all time.
Tale of woe.
And usually I don't really care about bad beats because I feel like they always even out. Yeah. Like sometimes you get hooked and nobody ever talks about those.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But
generally true.
This was such a silly payout. So FanDuel does these things called boost, right?
Odds boost, yeah.
Odds boost. Mm-hmm. We did Junkies ones for a while.
Yeah, they sweeten the pot on you.
This is one of the biggest ones I've seen them do.
Okay.
It was a plus 550 package that they boosted to plus 800. And inside the parlay, it was Nick Chubb to score a touchdown.
Okay.
Najee Harris to score a touchdown.
Those both happened.
Both did.
All right. And what were the odds on those individually? Do you know?
I don't even know.
Uh-huh.
Because they were together. And then the last one was Steelers plus 7.5.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So if you watched the game last night, it ends around 11:15, and the Steelers come down and they're down, I think, by 9 or so, and they kick a field goal with 1:51 left to cut the lead to 6.
All right. Right.
23-17.
Yep. 23-17. I'm
butt-sized. Sure.
Because the Steelers have like one timeout. There's under 2 minutes left.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's basically, it was over. Mm-hmm. And so I bet $50 on this boost. My payout, this is from my personal account, was going to be $400.
Uh-huh.
I was getting $450 back for this dumb bet.
All you needed was
run out the clock.
Run out the clock.
Yeah.
Because they
all
had no interest in scoring.
Even if the Steelers recovered the onside kick, it's great because they would just keep going down the field to try to score again. I was already
plus
set.
Points. Right.
Plus points.
All right, hold on. Before he tells the rest of the story, so with roughly 50 seconds left, the Steelers on third and one run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the refs signal first down. They measured and they spotted it as a first down. Right? Mm-hmm. Brought the chains out. They got it by an inch.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Then what happened? They reversed the call.
They reversed the
call. Well, they went to replay.
They went to replay and
they
reversed it.
They questioned the spot.
Right.
So the Browns punt the ball.
All right.
With like 10 seconds
left. But you're still fine because...
Eric, I don't even know what's going on.
There's no way to lose.
I don't even know what's going on because I turned the game off and pulled my pants down, literally.
He was doing some vile things.
I was whistling.
So excited. I started whistling so I could go to sleep because it was 11:15 at night.
My wife was already asleep.
Right.
I was so sized all over. My whole body was tingling.
Right. Right.
So, I literally turned the TV off and fired up the computer.
Right.
What Drab has failed to mention is that he's got this for double because he has this in his personal account and then he also did it for the guy in the sugar daddy account.
Right.
So he's double dipping.
It could be my biggest payoff.
Right.
Well, unbeknownst to me, the Browns punted the ball down to the Steelers' 2-yard line.
Yep. All the Steelers really have to do is just incomplete a pass or something, and the game is over.
The game is over.
Yeah, so you think.
Yeah, because they have to go 98 yards.
So I don't even know how it happened, but the Steelers complete a pass to Diontae Johnson, and he starts pitching the ball backwards.
Right.
And, of
they
course,
should do the Stanford bit.
It goes into their own end zone. The Browns recover the fumble and win by 12 points.
No! Worst beat ever.
And so how much did that ultimately cost you and your sugar daddy? Like $1,200 or something?
About
like
$900.
And potential winnings?
Yeah.
That's a tragic
That's one of the
beat.
Worst beats you'll ever find.
It's a horrendous beat.
I didn't even know. I woke up. Of course, I passed out immediately.
Yeah. So did you even check last night after your whistle?
I woke up at 2:15 in the morning.
Just to check.
He's got this smirk on his face.
I went to your account. You're like, I can't wait to see your
sticky fingers.
I thought there was a glitch with FanDuel. I didn't understand why the money wasn't in my account.
They probably haven't paid me out. Let me check my pending bets.
Paid within 24 hours, that whole bit.
So then I open up the score app. And I look at it and I see the score 29-17.
It's not possible!
And I nearly fall out of the bed. I can't believe something happened and I lost
You
the
can't
bet.
Even fathom
Did you even
that,
go right? back to sleep after that?
I toss and turn for another
what
hour
happened?
And a half.
Yeah.
Wow. What happened?
You can't even fathom how bad your luck has to be to do that.
So horrendous.
And how much happened. Would you have won again personally?
Personally, it was $450. Yeah, it was a $50
That's
bet
some
to
good
pay
coin.
Out $450.
Yeah, you'd be sized for that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Well, because there's only like $300 in my account.
Right.
Right.
So,
yeah, that might have been a big doubles big the account.
Yeah. Right. That's Drabby's whole thing. His whole thing is, I guess Ian Valdez and Neil Greenberg and these guys, all they want to do is play the odds boost, right?
That's the only way. Yeah.
You just hop around looking for the best deal.
I see Neil tweeting about it all the time. He tries to find the best boost, right? He's always complaining that the boost is not boosted enough.
It's not boosty enough?
Yeah. You got to find the
edge. Yeah.
It's got to get boostier.
The boost back in the day were robust.
So they've reined in the boosts.
Oh, they have? Because you guys are preying on them?
No, FanDuel has a big market share, so they don't need to tantalize you as much with juicy boost.
Yeah, last night was silly.
Right. Nuts. Did you ever wake up Sarah? Like, or did you ever explain to her? Like, this morning?
She actually woke up and said, "Why are you scrolling through your phone so furiously?"
Right.
Yeah.
Did you say, "I can't believe"?
I said, "I'm looking at sports scores."
You didn't tell her that you just lost $900 or whatever?
Explaining the boost.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is. I'm sure a lot of others had, if that was their boost, I'm sure a lot of people had that.
Pat McAfee, I saw, he posted a video in the middle of the night. He was
screaming.
Screaming, stunned, going, "Holy F, what just happened?"
Pat had 1,000 on it.
What happened?
Payout 900.
That would have paid him 9K.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
By the way, on a side gambling note, did you see that DraftKings had to halt their early win promotion because they paid out $75 million in 2 weeks?
What do you mean their early win? What's the promotion?
I think it was called...
Their promo is that if you bet a game and the side that you pick, if they're up by
10, I believe 10, it was. Yes.
If that team is up by 10 at any point in the game...
You close out the bet?
No, it automatically wins.
Yeah, so they got their brains bashed in for 2 weeks to the tune of $75 million. And they held a meeting and said,
You think we're not in on all the boosts when I can tell you off the top of my head?
Well, I can tell you, I think they do okay because we actually met a couple of the big sillies from DraftKings last night.
Fine.
They were one of the main sponsors of the event last night.
I'm sure they're killing it. But when you lose 75 milli on a promotion, even if you're killing it, you're gonna give it the hairy eyeball.
Of course. And look, I'm just judging it on the guys I met. They were dressed silly.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Looked like they were just made of money.
They
might have been peons in the company.
They probably got in on the IPO and made a killing, you know, when the stock went public. I'm sure that has something
that
to
story,
do with it.
That story... That's that bad beat for Drabby's just the worst.
It's going to haunt him.
And he'll remember that for years.
It kind of hooked me because in one of my fantasy leagues, I have Cleveland as my defense.
Right.
So I got an extra 7 points.
You got the boost that he missed.
Right.
I know you've told these stories before, but off the top of your head, can you think of do you have one bad beat that's the worst of all time for you? That you remember that stands out more than any other?
Yeah, it's the Cordell Stewart Hail Mary to Michael Westbrook
right.
to beat Michigan.
Right. Because why? Explain the setup.
Because I had Michigan, you know, whatever the number was.
Right.
And all they've got to do is win. And Cordell Stewart throws the Hail Mary to the end zone and Westbrook catches it.
Right.
And Colorado beats them.
Right. And that cost you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't remember how much it was, but Skippy and I got boned. Bone Smuggler came out. The Bone Smuggler came out.
But that's a fairly standard one, like a Hail Mary. But this is a unique,
Yeah,
loss,
I mean they're all bad.
I mean, what happened to Drab was a Travisham mockery last night.
There's been a couple others that I'd have to think about. But
I remember
it was
a Falcons one. I think
that comes to mind. That's top of my worst
sports gambling beat that I can remember. And Jason was involved because he was booking the bets.
Yeah,
this is probably has to be 25 plus years ago where I bet on the first game of a playoff weekend. Lost, doubled down, bet on the next game, lost, kept doubling down until I was in the hole. Like, by the end of the weekend, I was in the hole $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when I had
nothing.
Zero. I didn't have $1,000.
I wasn't booking them myself. I was putting them through
my intermediary.
Yeah. Right,
so, middleman.
So, I was getting bunged at every turn. I was like, well, I'm just
a classic
chasing my tail, trying to get the money back, and then... When I'm in the hole, $1,000, I eventually said to myself,
"Uncle,
I have to stop." Basically, financial ruin if I keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I had to slam the brakes on it and just pay him $1,000 or whatever the amount
which
was.
Which is just painful when you're 25
very,
years old and you have no money.
It hurts so much to do
that. All right, we'll hit the Skins a little bit later in the show, preview the Commanders game against the Eagles coming up on Sunday. But next... We'll talk all things movies with our man Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5 here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.